On the outskirts of Changugu, I meet the Batwa, pygmy people who were once marginalised.
I could see a person, another person who is not from my community, and I could run away.
The words of 50-year-old Agnes, spoken by a translator. The Batwa survive by hunting for food, living hand-to-mouth, with some even begging and stealing. But after the genocide, the government helped them integrate into society by giving them houses in villages and towns. And for Agnes, her life is also improving thanks to a credit union funded by SCIAF.
For 3,000 Rwandan francs, I could buy uniforms for the kids and also even buy the clothes for myself and even pay for food.
They no longer need to beg or steal to survive, thanks to the Wee Box appeal.